This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has refused to approve conditions for a possible plea deal sought by lawyers for five defendants in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Military prosecutors and defense lawyers have been exploring a possible plea bargain for more than a year. Terms under discussion would have the five Guantanamo detainees plead guilty and serve life sentences in exchange for being spared the death penalty. Lawyers for the men also sought a presidential guarantee they would be spared solitary confinement and provided care for the trauma suffered from being tortured while in CIA custody. But a White House National Security Council official, speaking on condition of anonymity, tells the AP President Biden rejected those guarantees, unsettled about accepting terms from those responsible for the deadliest assault on the United States since Pearl Harbor. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mexico is on the verge of electing its woman. A woman has its president for the first time. The ruling party on Wednesday nominated former Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum as its candidate for next year's presidential election. The 61-year-old Sheinbaum is a close ally of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and had been regarded as the strong favorite to be selected in the national poll organized by the leftist National Regeneration Movement, better known as MARENA. Sheinbaum will face Senator Xochitl Gálvez, who was nominated Sunday by the opposition alliance Broad Front for Mexico. Opinion polls show MARENA is heavily favored to win next June's presidential election. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And also download our VOA News app. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers face a long list of priorities as they return to work this week after their month-long August recess. With battles looming over USA to Ukraine and a possible impeachment of President Biden, the top concern remains funding for the U.S. government to keep it from shutting down on October 1st. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
U.S. lawmakers will also debate $40 billion in supplemental funding priorities unveiled by the Biden administration over the summer recess, including $21 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. Some conservatives are threatening to block that aid. U.S. lawmakers will also debate the massive annual national defense authorization after clashing over competing versions of the $886 billion legislation earlier this summer. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Japan launched its lunar exploration spacecraft on Thursday aboard a homegrown H-2A rocket from a spaceport in the south of the country. Reuters correspondent Julian Setterwaite has that story.
It's officially dubbed the Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, or SLIM. Right now, the moon is getting to be a busy place. Some 2 weeks ago, a Russian probe crashed on approach. An Indian craft then successfully landed and deployed a rover. Japan's own lunar track record isn't great. Two landing attempts over the past year both failed. Success this time would make Japan only the fifth country to land on the lunar surface.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwaite. Japan's space agency hopes the lander will touch down on the lunar surface next February. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on Thursday he had a frank and constructive discussion with Chinese Premier Li Qiang on the sidelines of meetings hosted by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Jakarta. Prime Minister Albanese confirmed he would visit China later this year, the first by an Australian leader to its biggest trading partner since 2016.
The cooperation and engagement between our two countries is always improved when there is dialogue, when there's discussion. That's how you get mutual agreement, mutual respect, and advance the interests of both our nations. And I thank President Xi for the invitation.
China recently lifted tariffs on Australian barley exports, although Australia wants curbs on other exports lifted, including wine and lobster. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.